Thanks for coming in.
Hey, Alicia. Good morning.
You have a new album out. It's called Turning Point. Why is that the name of the album?
You know, the band has definitely transformed, I think, from the first album, unintentionally, just by nature of how we started to play. You know.
Yeah, what do you mean unintentionally?
Well, because the first album, when we did it, there was literally, the band had been together for maybe 4 or 5 months. So we were really just kind of finding our way and getting a handle on things. And for this album, we had a pretty busy year. We had a lot of gigs, and we had time to prepare for the recording. We had a month or two where we had like maybe 6 or 7 gigs, which is a lot for this kind of music. Just, I mean, the whole process of it was about like 7 or 8 months on like lockdown. It's a lot more aggressive. We play a lot more rock now, those kind of sounds.
I think I heard you say that this was music that's meant to be played really loud.
I don't want to scare off any promoters, but yeah. I mean, we can, and we do have to, you know, obviously play it to the venue, but it is definitely best when we can play without any inhibitions and the sound guy can do his thing out in front.
So you've told me before that your influences include Jimi Hendrix and Led Zeppelin, but there's a lot of interesting time signature stuff that you do in your music. Where does that come from?
I think that comes from jazz, for sure. And then there's some music that I've checked out from, be it South America or be it like Africa, where their odd time signatures is our 4-4, you know, is like our natural. So it's supernatural for them and, you know, for me. It's an ongoing getting more comfortable playing in 5, getting more comfortable playing in 7 or 9 or whatever. I think one of our mildly, humbly successes is that people who don't even know what's going on, like, still, they just dig it.
So most of the time when we hear you, it's amplified, it's with your band. Right now, we're going to hear you solo. Tell me about this tune.
Well, the song is called Emmalise, and it's from the first album that Aaron Libos Reality did about a year and a half ago. And the song is kind of post-dedicated to my niece, Emmalise. In other words, I didn't say, oh, I love her so much, I'm going to write this song for her. But I do love her a lot, and this is also the closest one that I had kind of worked up that I could play on acoustic and just kind of, you know, play through it.
Great, let's hear it.
Okay.
That was really beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
You can hear the whole song on our website at WLRN.org. That's Emmalise by Aaron Libos. Aaron Libos, who studied jazz at Miami-Dade, University of Miami, and FIU.
UNF, little FAU, little BCC. I did the Florida tour, you know, before I ended up at UM for my bachelor's.
So when's the last time you played solo?
It's been a while. I need to work on it a little bit more. Whenever I do acoustic stuff, it's never my own material. It's just, even though I write a lot of the songs on my own, I do write them with instruments in mind sometimes.
Last time we talked, you said you felt like the live music scene was getting better, that there were more places for people to play. And then since we talked, PAX closed and the Van Dyke, which was a pretty big one, especially for jazz, closed. So what's your take on that now?
Well, it sucks. There's no way around saying that. I'm not really sure, to be honest. I do have a different opinion, and I'm not going to get all dark, but I do have a different opinion that I had. I did feel a couple years ago that it was getting better, and now I'm a little concerned.
You did these two albums so far with Aaron Libos, Reality. What do you want to do that you haven't done yet?
Well, my main goal right now is to get this group touring outside of Miami. There's not even really a number two. That's the number one thing that I want to do.
So where can people come hear you play?
So we have on May 10th, we have this Everglades benefit that we're playing with Afrobeat and some other good Miami groups. And it's also obviously for good cause. And then July 25th, we're playing at the Arts Garage in Delray Beach, which is a great place and very, very supportive of all the arts. And then in June, we actually have about 5 days in Costa Rica lined up.
And also on June 20th, Friday, June 20th, people can tune in here to WLRN to hear the band play live on South Florida Arts Beat. Aaron Libos, the new album is called Turning Point. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Alicia, always good to see you, and thanks for having me. And you know, really thank you to everybody at this station. They are, you know, definitely super supportive of the arts and of, you know, local musicians, and you know, that stuff really, really makes a difference, and you know, it's much appreciated.
It's nice to hear.